Philip Sample PS Research and Creator today's date is 08/17/2023. Dictation is 4. Kimberly Michael spells M-C-M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Kimberly spells K-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 03/19/1957. This is a ...66-year-old female. Here with itchy rash on her hands, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a month or two, and it's gotten worse in the last day, period. She says she works at a nail shop, and whenever her hands come in contact with the chemicals she uses, it causes her to have a rash and itching, period. Said whenever she uses gloves, it helps a little, but sometimes when she put the gloves on, it causes her to itch. Itching to increase, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure 154/86. Pulse 72, respiration 10, and temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, bilateral hands, there is fissures, scaly erythematous macules discretely distributed on the dorsal surface and interdigital surfaces. Next line, there is no bleeding, no discharge. Next line, no discoloration. Next line, no fluctuance, no mass, period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Hand. Bilateral, fissures and erythematous macules present with scaly surface, neurovascularly intact, no bleeding or discharge, no fluctuance, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is dyshidrotic eczema. Assessment number two is contact dermatitis. Patient had a lengthy discussion about her job and the chemicals along with her condition. We talk about not using latex gloves. We also talk about the importance of keeping our hands moist with the lotion I prescribed, and the talk was to avoid our hands being excessively dry. Patient also has a history of hypertension, but is not prepared to have labs drawn today. She said she does not have funding for labs. I will refill her blood pressure medicine, and she will come in to have labs, CMP, CBC, TSH, and sometime next week, she said, period. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.